the Public News Service Daily Newscast, April the 17th, 2023. I'm Mike Clifford. As the Montana legislature considers bills that target transgender people, a coalition of groups in the state want impacted folks to know they stand with them. More on that from Eric Tegadoff.
Lawmakers have already passed legislation that bans gender-affirming care for youth, arguing it's meant to protect children. Sean Rager with the Montana Human Rights Network says a coalition known as Free and Fair Montana is pushing back against the slate of hate in Helena.
There is a really strong and robust coalition of individuals and organizations fighting these bills. And we're not going to stop fighting until we win.
Last week, drag queens hosted a show at the Capitol to protest anti-trans legislation. They attended a hearing for Senate Bill 458, which would insert a rigid definition of sex in the state code that could effectively eliminate legal recognition of transgender, non-binary, and two-spirit people. The bill would define sex based on a person's reproductive characteristics. Sponsor and Republican Senator Carl Glimm says it's necessary to clarify the difference between sex and gender. But Rager says it's one of the most disturbing bills he's seen.
And as families enrolled in Medicaid transition to CHIP, it's important for them to know that Pennsylvania has changed how it will process Children's Health Insurance Program enrollees. Our Daniel Smith reports.
Becky Ludwig with the Pennsylvania Partnership for Children says families who want to enroll their kids in CHIP should be aware that starting today, the Department of Human Services is going to be deciding who qualifies for the CHIP program. She says they are very concerned about the timing that the department has chosen to make these changes in the midst of the Medicaid unwinding.
They're going to be processing all new applications for CHIP as well as all of the renewals for the more than 130,000 CHIP families that are currently enrolled. So as of Monday, CHIP families will need to go through DHS instead of the CHIP health insurance plans to determine eligibility.
Ludwig says a number of different ways that families can enroll is via phone or the county assistance office or online applications through Compass at dhs.pa.gov/compass, as well as the Compass mobile app. She says CHIP is now going to be part of the benefits that will be included in the Compass website that DHS runs.
Now from CNN, a Sweet 16 party turned into a scene of carnage when four people were killed and at least 28 others injured on Saturday night in Alabama. One of the victims killed was a stellar high school football player, and the brother of the birthday girl. Also killed was Keenan Cooper, the DJ at the party when the gunfire broke out. This is Public News Service. Representatives of 51 tribes and First Nations have presented a demand to the UN to call on Canada to end its support for the Enbridge Line 5 oil pipeline.
In a petition to the UN's Human Rights Council, the coalition claims the pipeline is a threat to the human rights of frontline indigenous communities and to the environment. It claims the tribes and entities of the U.S. government have agreed to talks to settle the dispute. Still, Canada has consistently invoked a 1977 pipeline treaty, blocking any meaningful progress. Whitney Gravel is president of the Bay Mills Indian community, says it's about maintaining their sovereignty.
Ultimately, the reason we're involved is in order to protect the future of not only the state of Michigan and the water quality of the Great Lakes, but also to continue to protect the future of our indigenous lifeways.
Line 5 moves crude oil from Canada to Michigan underneath the Straits of Mackinac. The controversial project has been the target of multiple environmental groups and tribes over concern that a spill could pollute much of the Great Lakes. I'm Mark Richardson.
After the Wyoming Legislature's Management Council guaranteed the right to remote public testimony during the interim legislative session, good government groups are pushing lawmakers to extend virtual testimony during the regular winter session as well.
Jen Lowe with the Equality State Policy Center says there will still need to be rules on how many people can comment and for how long, but virtual participation is a cat that can't be put back in the bag.
People have to be able to participate meaningfully in government and in a state like Wyoming that is so large and so challenging to travel across during the winter. The folks are able to participate virtually.
Some lawmakers have pushed back against remote testimony, pointing to technical challenges such as getting microphones and cameras working properly that can gum up the process. I'm Eric Galatas.
Finally, from California, Suzanne Potter reports almost half of all community college courses are taught by part-time instructors. And a new labor agreement means adjunct faculty at community colleges in L.A. will get affordable health care.
The deal, announced Friday, will give part-time faculty the same contribution, about $1,300 a month, as full-timers get. Corey Osuna is a single mom with an autistic son. She teaches fashion design at L.A. Trade Tech and says she hasn't had a health plan for 15 years. A few trips to the ER have left her $200,000 in debt.
This is life-changing that I can finally have a chance to get health insurance so I can get strong enough now to work and pay down some of my debt, but also just to be able to live and thrive and be there for my students to my fullest capacity.
This is Mike Clifford, and thank you for starting your week with Public News Service, member and listener supported. Hear us on radio stations big and small, your favorite podcast platform. Find our trusted indicators at publicnewsservice.org.